Good evening. This is Akashwani. I'm Sunil Verma with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches Karma Yogi Saptah in New Delhi, says it will improve working systems to achieve the goal of Viksit Bharat. Ajay Singh appointed new DGP of Jharkhand after Election Commission orders removal of acting DGP Anurag Gupta. BJP announces list of 66 candidates for Jharkhand Assembly elections. INDIA bloc finalizes seat sharing in the state. Met Department forecasts heavy rainfall in southern India during next few days. Odisha braces up for heavy rainfall next week. 32 people killed in strikes by Israel on Gaza Strip. And in cricket, India set a winning target of 107 runs before New Zealand in the first Test match in Bengaluru. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched the Karma Yogi Saptah National Learning Week at the Dr. Ambedkar International Centre in New Delhi today. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said that through Mission Karma Yogi, the goal is to create human resources that would become the driving force of our country's development. He underlined that the new learnings and experiences during the National Learning Week will provide strength and help in improving working systems, which will help us achieve our goal of Viksit Bharat by 2047. The Prime Minister emphasized that while the world views artificial intelligence AI as an opportunity, for India, it presents both a challenge and an opportunity. He spoke about two AIs, one being the artificial intelligence and the other aspirational India. The Prime Minister stressed the importance of balancing both and said that if we successfully utilize artificial intelligence to drive progress for aspirational India, it could lead to transformative change. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also lauded the iGOT platform and said that more than 40 lakh government employees have registered on the platform. Mission Karma Yogi was launched in September 2020, envisioning a future-ready civil service rooted in Indian ethos with a global perspective. Senior IPS officer of 1989 batch Ajay Singh has been appointed as the new Director General of Police of Jharkhand. Mr. Singh has taken charge of the post. Earlier, the Election Commission had instructed the state government to remove the acting DGP Anurag Gupta with immediate effect. The decision to remove Ajay Singh follows a history of complaints and Commission's actions against him during previous elections. BJP today released the first list of its 66 candidates for the upcoming assembly elections in Jharkhand. The list includes the names of former Chief Minister and BJP State President Babulal Marandi, who will contest from Dhanbar seat. Another former CM, Champai Soren, will be the party candidate from Saraikela Assembly constituency. Sita Soren has been fielded from Jamtara seat, Geeta Koda from Jagannathpur and Geeta Balmuchu from Chaibasa constituency. CP Singh has been nominated from Ranchi seat. Under seat sharing formula of NDA, BJP will contest on 68 seats. The names of candidates of remaining two seats were not announced today. The names of the candidates were approved by the BJP Central Election Committee. Elections to the 81-member Jharkhand Assembly will be held in two phases on the 13th and the 20th of next month. Counting of votes will take place on the 23rd of November. The BJP has also released the names of candidates for the upcoming Assembly by-elections in Assam, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Karnataka, Kerala, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan and West Bengal, and one parliamentary seat in Kerala. The party has fielded Navya Haridas against Congress candidate Priyanka Gandhi Vadra for the upcoming Wayanad Lok Sabha by-poll in Kerala. For Assembly by-poll, the BJP announced the names of candidates on three seats in Assam, two seats each in Bihar, Karnataka, Kerala, Madhya Pradesh, and six seats each in Rajasthan and West Bengal. Seat sharing formula of INDIA block has been decided for upcoming Jharkhand Assembly elections. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha and Congress will contest on 70 seats. Talking to reporters in Ranchi, JMM Executive President Hemant Soren said, 11 seats were given to RJD and CPI-ML. Mr. Soren said seat sharing between JMM and Congress will be decided soon.
इस चुनाव में राज्य के 70 सीटों पर इंडिया गठबंधन के जेएमएम कांग्रेस के प्रत्याशी होंगे और जो बचे विधानसभा सीट हैं उस पे हमारे सहयोगियों के साथ बैठकर बाकी जगहों की भी कौन किसमें चुनाव लड़ेगा ये तय कर लिया जाएगा.
इन द यूनियन टेरिटरी ऑफ जम्मू एंड कश्मीर, Senior National Conference leader Mubarak Gul has taken oath as the pro tem speaker of the newly constituted assembly. Mr. Gul, who has been elected from Eidgah constituency in Srinagar, was appointed as pro tem speaker yesterday. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha administered him the oath during a ceremony at Raj Bhavan in Srinagar today. Mr. Gul will administer oath to newly elected members of Jammu and Kashmir Assembly on Monday. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts and log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit his parliamentary constituency Varanasi tomorrow. During the visit, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay foundation stones for projects worth around 6,100 crore rupees and will address a public gathering. Police Commissioner of Varanasi, Mohit Agrawal, said multi-layered security arrangement has been made for the Prime Minister's visit, adding that drone surveillance will be carried out at his entire route.
कई लेयर की सुरक्षा व्यवस्था यहाँ पर की गई है. ड्रोन कैमरा और सीसीटीवी के माध्यम से हम लोग चप्पे चप्पे की निगरानी करेंगे. ट्रैफिक की इस तरह की व्यवस्था की गई है कि जो रैली में लोग आ रहे हैं उनको 200 मीटर से ज्यादा न चलना पड़े. डायवर्जन भी इस प्रकार से ट्रैफिक के किए गए हैं कि आम नागरिकों को किसी भी तरह की असुविधा न हो.
Our correspondent has filed this report on the Prime Minister's visit.
The Prime Minister will inaugurate 14 projects at a cost of around 380 crores rupees, including R.J. Shankar Eye Hospital and Sigrai Stadium during his visit. He will lay foundation stone of many other projects worth around rupees 2,874 crores. The Prime Minister will dedicate many facilities like health, education, sports, religion, tourism, employment, accommodation and aviation to the public. The Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone of the expansion of Varanasi Airport and the new terminal building. He is expected to interact with more than 20,000 people at the Sigrai Sports Stadium tomorrow. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Varanasi.
The Prime Minister will also lay through video conferencing the foundation stone of various projects at airports in different states. Union Minister for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, has said the food grain production target in 2024-25 will be over 341 million tons. Inaugurating the National Conference on Agriculture for Rabi Campaign 2024 in New Delhi today, the minister urged the centre and state governments to work together to ensure the welfare of the farmers. Mr. Chauhan highlighted the need to move towards organic and natural farming to increase productivity and reduce dependency on chemicals and fertilisers. Talking to the media, Mr. Chauhan said that the government has launched a mini kit to provide better seeds to the farmers for better production.
बीज उत्पादन के एक व्यापक कार्यक्रम बनाया है जिसमें ब्रीडर सीड से फाउंडेशन सीड और सर्टिफाइड सीड जल्दी बने और किसान को मिल जाए. दलहन और तिलहन में देश को आत्मनिर्भर बनाने का संकल्प प्रारंभ किया है और इसलिए हमने किसानों को सबसे पहली शर्त है अच्छा बीज देना. अच्छे बीज देने के लिए मिनी किट प्रदान करने का अभियान प्रारंभ किया है.
Vijaya Rahatkar has been appointed as the chairperson of National Commission for Women, NCW. A notification in this regard has been issued by Ministry of Women and Child Development. The ministry also notified about appointment of Dr. Archana Mojumdar as member of the NCW. In Chhattisgarh, two security personnel have been killed in an IED blast in Narayanpur district today. Two other personnel have been injured in the incident. We have more from our Raipur correspondent.
A joint team of ITBP, BSF and District Reserve Guard from Orcha and Mohdi areas of Narayanpur district of Chhattisgarh was on a search operation in Dhurbeda area. While returning to the camp after the operation today, four jawans stepped on an improvised explosive device, IED, planted underneath the land by Maoists. Two ITBP personnel have died in this blast, while two jawans of Narayanpur District Police have been injured. The injured security personnel have been airlifted to the capital, Raipur. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
President Draupadi Murmu has left for New Delhi from Malawi after concluding a three-nation visit to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi. Our correspondent reports that the president was accorded a warm ceremonial and traditional farewell. More in this report.
President Draupadi Murmu was accorded a warm ceremonial and traditional farewell. She was seen off by the Vice President of Malawi, Michael Biswik Usi, and other higher officials. The three African nations visit of President Draupadi Murmu had added a new chapter to the historic relation of India with Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi. The visit came a year after the African Union was made a permanent member of G20 during India's presidency. During the week-long visit, President Draupadi Murmu had held bilateral meetings with the leadership of all the three countries and interacted with Indian diaspora. This visit had reaffirmed India's strong commitment to further strengthen India's existing cordial relation with the countries in Africa. Mayusha, Kashwani News.
At least 32 people were killed and 85 injured after Israeli strikes on the Gaza Strip today. In the central Gaza Strip camp of Al-Maghzi, an Israeli strike on a house killed 16 people, while another strike at the nearby camp of Nuseirat killed four others. Five other people were killed in two separate strikes in the southern Gaza cities of Khan Yunis and Rafah, while seven Palestinians were killed in the Shati camp in the northern Gaza Strip. On the other hand, Israel's military said 60 rockets were launched from Lebanon towards Haifa and other northern Israeli cities. Israel's medical service said an Israeli man was killed near the city of Akko after a projectile struck his vehicle. Earlier, a drone was launched towards Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's home in Caesarea, northern Israel. However, the Prime Minister was not in the building and no casualties were reported. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over southern parts of the country, including Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karnataka, during the next 2 to 3 days. The weather agency has forecast similar conditions for Andaman and Nicobar Islands tomorrow and on Monday. Meanwhile, Odisha is bracing up for heavy to very heavy rainfalls in the next week, with the IMD forecasting formation of a low-pressure area on Monday over east-central Bay of Bengal and adjoining North Andaman Sea. The system is likely to move northwestwards and intensify further into a depression around Wednesday. In cricket, India have set an overall target of 107 runs before New Zealand at Bengaluru in the first of the three-match test series. The hosts scored 462 runs in their second innings on the fourth day of the match being played at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. Earlier today, rain affected the fourth day's play as well after ruining the first day. A special khadi exhibition is being held at the Delhi Heart INA in the national capital. The exhibition is being held as part of the nationwide Khadi Mahotsav to promote Vocal for Local and Atmanirbhar Bharat campaigns, as well as to enhance the income of Khadi artisans. The exhibition was inaugurated by Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Minister Jitin Ram Majhi yesterday. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches Karma Yogi Saptah in New Delhi, says it will improve working systems to achieve the goal of Viksit Bharat. Ajay Singh appointed new DGP of Jharkhand after Election Commission orders removal of acting DGP Anurag Gupta. BJP announces list of 66 candidates for Jharkhand Assembly elections. INDIA block finalizes seat sharing in the state. Met Department forecasts heavy rainfall in southern India during next few days. Odisha braces up for heavy rainfall next week. 32 people killed in strikes by Israel on Gaza Strip. And in cricket, India set a winning target of 107 runs before New Zealand in the first test match in Bengaluru. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.